Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 2, Prayers by the Demigods, Text 8. Devakya Jatare Garbam Sheshakyam Dhamma Mamakam Tat Sanikrishya Rohinya Udare Sanniveshaya Devakya Jatare Garbam Sheshakyam Dhamma Mamakam Tat Sanikrishya Rohinya Udare Sanniveshaya Devakya Jatare Garbam Sheshakyam Dhamma Mamakam Tat Sanikrishya Rohinya Udare Sanniveshaya Devakya Jatare Garbam Sheshakyam Dhamma Mamakam Tat Sanikrishya Rohinya Udare Sanniveshaya Devakya Jatare Garbam Sheshakyam Dhamma Mamakam Tat Sani Krishna Rohinya Udare Sani Veshaya Devakyam Jatare Garbam Devakyam Nama Mamakam Tat Sani Krishna Rohinya Udare Sani Veshaya Devakya Vitare Varbam Sheshakyam Dhamma Mamakam Aminusha Rohinya Hare Sanivishaya Sakyam Dhamma Mamakam Sanikrishya Rohinya Vinare Sanniveshaya Devakyam Jatare Garbam Sheshakyam Dhamma Mamakam Tat Sanikrishya Rohinya Udare Sanniveshaya Vaishnavis Devakyam Jatare Garbam Seshakyam Dhamma Mamakam Udare Krishna Rohinya Sanivesaya Deyakyam Jatare Garbam Sadhanamagam Anishya Rohinya Sanivesaya Devakya Jatare Garbham Vesavyam Dhammamakam Tatsana Krishna Rohingya Vesanivesaya Devakya of Devaki Jatare within the womb Garbham, the embryo, Shesha Akyam, known as Shesha, the plenary expansion of Krishna, Dhamma, the plenary expansion, Mamakam, of me, Tat, him, Sani Krishya, attracting. Rohinyaha of Rohini. Udare within the womb. Sannivesaya transfer without difficulty. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Within the womb of Devaki is my partial plenary expansion known as Sankarshan or Shesha. Without difficulty, transfer him into the womb of Rohini. Please repeat. Within the womb of Devaki is my partial plenary expansion known as Sankarshan or Shesha. Without difficulty, transfer him into the womb of Rohini. So it's a long but very interesting purport with some esoteric insights into this whole pastime. Purport. The first plenary expansion of Krishna is Baladev, also known as Shesha. The Shesha incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead supports the entire universe, and the eternal mother of this incarnation is Mother Rohini. Quote, because I am going into the womb of Devaki, the Lord said, the Lord told Yogamaya, the Shesha incarnation has already gone there and made suitable arrangements so that I may live there. Now he should enter the womb of Rohini, his eternal mother, end quote. In this connection, one may ask how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was always situated transcendentally, could enter the womb of Devaki, which had previously been entered by the six asuras, the Shadgarbhas. Does this mean that the Shadgarbhasuras were equal to the transcendental body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The following answer is given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. The entire creation, as well as its individual parts, is an expansion of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, even though the Lord enters the material world, he does not do so. This is explained by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita 9:4-5. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina matstani sarva bhutani nachaham te shavastitaha nachamatstani bhutani pashyame yogam aishvaram bhuta brenna cha bhutashto mamatma bhuta bhavanaha. Quote, by me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. And yet everything that is created does not rest in me. Behold my mystic opulence. Although I am the maintainer of all living entities, and although I am everywhere, myself is the very source of creation, end quote. Sarvam Kalv Idam Brahma. Everything is an expansion of Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, yet everything is not the Supreme Godhead, and He is not everywhere. Everything rests upon Him, and yet does not rest upon Him. This can be explained only through the Achintya Beta Beta philosophy. Such truths cannot be understood, however, unless one is a pure devotee. For the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 18:55, Bhaktya mam abhijananti yavan yaschasmi tatvataha. Quote, one can understand the Supreme Personality as He is only by devotional service. End quote. Even though the Lord cannot be understood by ordinary persons, this principle should be understood from the statement of the Shastras. A pure devotee is always transcendentally situated because of executing 9 different processes of bhakti yoga: Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padasevanam, Archanam Vandanam Dasyam, Sakyam Atmanivedanam. Thus situated in devotional service, a devotee, although in the material world, is not in the material world. Yet a devotee always fears, quote, because I am associated with the material world, so many contaminations affect me, end quote. Therefore, he is always alert in fear, which gradually diminishes his material association. Symbolically, Mother Devaki's constant fear of Kamsa was purifying her. A pure devotee should always fear material association, and in this way, all the asuras of material association will be killed, as the Sadgarbhasuras were killed by Kamsa. It is said that from the mind, Marichi appears. In other words, Marichi is an incarnation of the mind. Marichi has 6 sons: Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, and Matsarya. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and envy. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in pure devotional service. This is confirmed in the Vedas, Bhaktir Evaisham Darshayati. Only bhakti can bring one in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared from the womb of Devaki, and therefore Devaki symbolically represents bhakti, and Kamsa symbolically represents material fear. When a pure devotee always fears material association, his real position of bhakti is manifested, and he naturally becomes uninterested in material enjoyment. When the 6 sons of Marichi are killed by such fear, and one is freed from material contamination, within the womb of bhakti, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears. Thus, the 7th pregnancy of Devaki signifies the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After the 6 sons, Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, and Matsarya are killed, the Shesha incarnation creates a suitable situation for the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, when one awakens, his natural Krishna consciousness, Krishna, appears. This is the explanation given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in this purport, we're getting an esoteric explanation of what's been happening in terms of the different births of the different children of Devaki. The first six sons that she had were killed by Kamsa. And there's a reason for that that's being explained here. Those six sons of Devakis were formerly demons who had been cursed that they would be killed by their father, Kalanemi. So Kamsa was a reincarnation of the demon Kalanemi, and these six sons who were given birth by Devaki were reincarnations of his six sons who had been cursed. So, you know, it's a lesson that, you know, we can't always understand things in terms of the current situation. We have to take into account what may have occurred in previous lifetimes, previous births. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is saying that symbolically, Devaki represents bhakti, and Krishna appears in the womb of bhakti, but only after all impurities have been removed. So these six sons of Devaki, they represent lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and envy. And ultimately, you know, they had originally taken birth as sons of Marichi, who is an incarnation of the mind. So all of these bad qualities, lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, and so on, these have their root in the mind. So therefore, in Krishna consciousness, great emphasis is placed on controlling the mind. Lord Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto, Madhyaji Mam Namaskru, Mami Vaishasi Satyam Te, Pratijane Priyosi Me. In this verse, Krishna explains, Manmana, always keep your mind focused on me, or always think of me. And then you will be able to, Madhyaji, always offer sacrifice to me, Mam Namaskaru, always offer obeisances to me. And in that way, Krishna says, Mami Vaishyasi, you will come to me. And he promises this to Arjuna because Arjuna is his very dear friend. But the key point is Manmana, controlling the mind. And previously in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna had confessed to Krishna that controlling the mind is very difficult. Chanchalam hi mana Krishna, pramati balavadritam, tasyam nigraham manye, vayar eva saduskaram. So Arjuna had said to Krishna, Chanchalam hi mana Krishna, the mind is always wandering here and there. It's very flickering. Pramati, it's it's very difficult to control. It's always going after different things. Balavan, it's very strong. It means if it goes in one direction, it's very difficult to pull back. Dridham, it's very obstinate. If it gets into a certain pattern of behavior, it's very obstinate. And Arjuna said, it's as difficult to control as trying to control the wind. You know, a few days ago or a few weeks ago, it was very windy here. And it's very difficult to try to control the wind. So, but Krishna explained, well, yes, it is very difficult. But by constant practice, it's possible. And by that constant practice of controlling the mind, the devotee can gradually become freed from the influence of lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and envy, although it's very difficult. And it's at that point that one becomes a pure devotee, when one is freed from all of these things. Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karmadhyana vritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir uttamam. In Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami gives this definition of bhakti. It has to be freed from all contaminations. And our process for becoming freed from all these contaminations is Chaito Dharpana Marjanam. Lord Chaitanya said the Sankirtan movement can purify consciousness of all impurities. And in that state, pure devotion to the Lord appears, and Krishna can appear in the heart of the devotee. So that is being explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So in the verse, Krishna is telling Yoga Maya to transfer Shesha, Shankarshan, or Balaram, from the womb of Devaki, where he's performed his service of preparing everything for Krishna's appearance. Krishna will be the next or the eighth child that comes to Devaki. And Krishna is telling Yoga Maya to transfer Balaram to the womb of Rohini in Gokula, which is part of the land of Vrindavan, and directly across the Yamuna River from the city of Mathura is Gokula. So Balaram was transferred to the womb of Rohini, who was living under the protection of Nanda Maharaj in Gokula. So then next, Krishna takes birth in Mathura, in the prison house of Kamsa, in the womb of Devaki. But when he appears, he's taken by Vasudev, his father, the husband of Devaki, across the Yamuna River to Gokula, where he's exchanged with a child that had just taken birth from Yashoda, a daughter. So they're switched. You know, Vasudev brought little baby Krishna across the Yamuna River to Gokula and switched Krishna with the daughter of Yashoda, who was then taken back across the river to Mathura. So Yogamaya is making these arrangements for Krishna to carry out his pastimes. So Krishna appeared in the prison house of Kamsa in Mathura and then was transferred across the river Yamuna to Gokula. And he remained there for the first few years of his life. But different demons came to attack Krishna there, like Putana was a demon who appeared in the form of, she was a witch, actually a very horrid witch demon, but she appeared in the form of a beautiful woman and offered to nurse Krishna, and Yashoda agreed for that to happen, but Krishna could detect it was a plot to kill him, so he actually killed Putana. And then other demons also came. The Shakatasura, there was a demon that took the form of a cart and crashed down on baby Krishna trying to kill him. And then there was the Trinavarta demon who came in the form of a whirlwind to take Krishna up into the air. Krishna killed him also, even as a little child. And when the cowherd men became upset that there were so many catastrophes, so many attacks by demons, they thought maybe we should move somewhere else. So the whole community of cowherd men and women, they moved to the actual area of Vrindavan. And, the first place, they went there in their bullock carts, taking all their possessions. And when they first came to Vrindavan, they circled their carts. They didn't have any houses or anything to live in, so they just put their carts in a circle and were kind of camping out for a while. So there's a place near our Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan called Chatikara, and it's a word in the local dialect that means the place where the carts were circled. And then later, Nanda Maharaj built a house at a place called Nandagram, and they moved there. So there's some sacred geography being mentioned here, and these arrangements of helping the transfer of Balaram to go from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini, and for Krishna to be transferred, these things are being arranged by the influence of Yoga Maya, which is the internal spiritual potency of Krishna. And in Vrindavan, this Yoga Maya potency was personified as Purnamasi. She is known as the manifestation of Yoga Maya, who helps to arrange Krishna's pastimes. So for the main point for devotees is if they want the shelter of Yoga Maya, then it's necessary to control the mind and get rid of the anartas represented symbolically by the six demons who took birth in the womb of Devaki. So today is the appearance day of Gadadhar Pandit, a very intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I thought I'd say a few words about him as well. He was, when we chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivrinda, Gadadhar Pandit is represented by Gadadhar. Actually, there were two devotees in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes with similar names. There was Gadadhar Pandit and Gadadhar Das. So the Gadadhar that's mentioned in the Panchatattva mantra is Gadadhar Pandit. And in the Gaura Ganodesha Deepika, which is a book by that outlines who the different personalities in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes were in terms of their identity in Krishna Leela, it's described that Gadadhar Pandit was Radharani in Krishna Leela. And Gadadhar Das was the luster of Radharani's complexion. But Gadadhar Pandit was Radharani herself in terms of Krishna Leela. So it's a very intimate relationship that Lord Chaitanya had with this devotee, Gadadhar Pandit. And you can see that in the pastimes involving Gadadhar Pandit that are mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Gadadhar Pandit had gone to Jagannath Puri after Lord Chaitanya took sannyas and went there himself. So some of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya had remained in Navadvip or Mayapur. Others transferred their residence to Jagannath Puri when Lord Chaitanya went there. And Gadadhar Pandit had taken up the worship of a deity of Krishna there named Gopinath. It's in the Tota Gopinath temple in Jagannath Puri. And he had taken what is called Chaitra Sannyas. He had taken a vow to remain in that place and serve those deities without that deity of Krishna, without ever leaving. So after Lord Chaitanya had spent some time in Jagannath Puri, he decided he wanted to go to Vrindavan. So he left. Of course, they traveled on foot in those days, so Lord Chaitanya, foot and by boat. And so Lord Chaitanya was starting to go with some of his associates from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan. He was first going to visit Bengal and then follow the Ganges River to Mathura Vrindavan area. And Gadadhar Pandit felt he couldn't stand the separation from Lord Chaitanya, so he followed Lord Chaitanya. He joined the party of devotees that was accompanying Lord Chaitanya from Jagannath Puri heading north to Bengal on the way to Vrindavan. So Lord Chaitanya noticed that Gadadhar Pandit was following him like that, so he said to him, I don't think you should do this. You had taken this vow of Chaitra Sannyas to worship Gopinath, so I think you should remain in Puri. You shouldn't be doing this. And Gadadhar Pandit said to him, wherever you are, that's Jagannath Puri. So, and Lord Chaitanya said, no, you can't get out of it like that. you've taken up the service of Gopinath, and you should keep doing it. And Gadadhar Pandit said to him, by seeing your lotus feet, I'm serving Gopinath millions of times. And all the service to Gopinath is accomplished by me staying close to your lotus feet. And Lord Chaitanya said, no, you really should go back. You shouldn't be accompanying me like this. And Gadadhar Pandit said to him, no, I won't accompany you. I'll go separately. You go ahead. I'll just follow along out of your sight. It's not like I'm going with you. I'm just going on my own. And so he separated himself from Lord Chaitanya and kept following him like that for a few days. And then Lord Chaitanya sent Swarup Damodar to get him. And he took Lord Chaitanya, when he encountered Gadadhar Pandit again, took his hand, and he said to him, yeah, my dear friend, I think you're just doing this for your sense gratification. So if you really want to please me, go back to Jagannath Puri. So he finally agreed to do that. Actually, when he fainted, it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he just fainted dead on the ground. And Lord Chaitanya instructed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, another one of his associates, to take care of him and accompany him and take him back to Jagannath Puri so he could continue his worship the Gopinath deity of Krishna there. So he did that, and Lord Chaitanya continued on his journey to Bengal, and thousands of people started to follow him, and he then tried to go to Vrindavan with all these tens of thousands of people following him, and eventually he decided, I can't do this. A sannyasi isn't supposed to go to Vrindavan like that. I should be going by myself, not, with all this commotion and followers and everything like that. So he gave up his attempt to go to Vrindavan on that occasion. He went back to Puri, and he actually said, according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, I was going to Vrindavan, because I sent Gadadhar Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit wanted to come with me, and because I sent him back to Puri, he became very unhappy. I offended him, and because of that, I wasn't able to actually go. And Gadadhar Pandit said to him, my dear Lord Chaitanya, wherever you are is Vrindavan, but just to instruct people that one should go to Vrindavan and visit Krishna's pastime places, you're going to go. But just wait here in Jagannath Puri. The rainy season is about to begin, and it lasts for 4 months. So then after those 4 months, you go. And so then Lord Chaitanya, after the rainy season, he went again, and he did go to Vrindavan, and this time he went through the Jarakhanda forest, which is a more direct route than going up to Bengal and then across. And Gadadhar Pandit never himself went to Vrindavan. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that he was among the many devotees who never went to Vrindavan. And Srila Prabhupada in that connection commented that, yes, We've spread this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. We have temples all over the world, and all of our temples are Vrindavan. And wherever our devotees are performing devotional service and participating in the Sankirtan movement, that is Vrindavan. But at the same time, you know, following the example of Lord Chaitanya, he said, I'm going to build a center in Vrindavan so all of the members from ISKCON, from all over the world, can come and visit, you know, the sacred places of Krishna in Vrindavan. But in any case, that whole pastime just shows the very intimate kind of relationship there was between Lord Chaitanya and Gadadhar Pandit. So actually there are, you know, sometimes the Lord is called Gaur Gadadhar. Their names are associated. Sometimes you find in temples, Gaudiya Vaishnav temples, deities of Gadadhar and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So today is his appearance day. And we can remember that. Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.